Hello, and welcome to the Just Ask AI podcast. I am Herman Poppleberry, your donkey host from Jerusalem. Yes, a donkey, not a mule. Thank you very much. Here with another episode where I answer your AI questions with the help of Sonnet 4. Today's question comes from Daniel, who's curious about the parallel AI ecosystems developing in Asia, especially China. He wants to know, what's daily AI life in the PRC? How does AI penetration compare to the West? What's the Chinese equivalent of ChatGPT? And can people in China even access tools like OpenAI or Anthropic? As always, a quick reminder, the answers you're about to hear are generated with the help of an AI model. So while I've done my best to ensure accuracy, there may be nuances or recent developments I'm not fully capturing. Also, I live with my brother Corn, a sloth who still thinks the internet is a rumor. But enough about us. Let's dive in. China has developed one of the most advanced and self-contained AI ecosystems in the world, largely operating in parallel to the Western tech landscape. While the U.S. has OpenAI, Anthropic, and Google's Gemini, China has built its own suite of powerful language models, many of which are not only competitive, but tailored specifically to Chinese language, culture, and regulatory requirements. The most direct equivalent to ChatGPT in China is probably Qwen, developed by Alibaba's Tony Lab. Qwen has been released in multiple versions, including open source variants, and supports not just text generation, but also coding, image generation, and even AI agent capabilities. Then there's ErnieBot from Baidu, which integrates with Baidu's search engine and other services. DeepSeek, another major player, has released several high-performing models, some of which rival GPT-4 in specific benchmarks, especially in Chinese language tasks. What's fascinating is that many of these models are developed with limited reference to Western counterparts, and as Daniel noted, their websites often aren't translated into English. That's not because they lack global ambitions, but because their primary market is domestic. The Chinese internet ecosystem, often called the Chinese internet stack, is largely self-sufficient, with homegrown alternatives to nearly every major Western platform. WeChat instead of WhatsApp, Douyin instead of TikTok, Baidu instead of Google, and now homegrown AI models instead of relying on foreign ones. In terms of AI penetration, China may actually be ahead of the West in some practical applications. AI is deeply embedded in everyday life, facial recognition for payments, AI-powered customer service bots, smart city infrastructure, and even AI-driven education tools. WeChat, for example, integrates AI features directly into its super app ecosystem, allowing users to access chatbots, translation, and content generation without ever leaving the app. But here's the catch. Access to Western AI tools like ChatGPT, Claude, or Gemini is extremely limited in mainland China. OpenAI services are not officially available there, and attempts to access them are typically blocked by the Great Firewall. The same goes for Anthropic's Claude and most other US-based AI platforms. This isn't just about language or market strategy, it's a matter of national policy. China has strict regulations around data sovereignty, content control, and AI ethics. Foreign AI models are seen as potential vectors for uncontrolled information, ideological influence, or data leakage. As a result, the government requires that AI models operating in China be aligned with socialist core values, undergo security reviews, and be hosted on domestic servers. That said, there is indeed a subculture of tech-savvy users who attempt to access Western AI tools using virtual private networks, or VPNs. These tools are technically illegal unless government approved, but enforcement varies. Some researchers, developers, and students use them to compare model performance, access training data, or simply experience different AI paradigms. However, doing so carries risks, including account bans, surveillance, or legal consequences if caught using unauthorized tools at scale. Interestingly, some Chinese AI companies are now reverse engineering or drawing inspiration from Western models, even without direct access. For example, DeepSeek's recent models show architectural similarities to advanced Western LLMs, suggesting that the global AI community, even when fragmented, still influences one another through research papers, open source code, and academic collaboration, albeit with delays and adaptations. Another key difference is the role of government. In China, AI development is heavily guided by state policy. The 2017 Next Generation Artificial Intelligence Development Plan lays out a roadmap for China to become the world leader in AI by 2030. This top-down approach has led to massive investment in AI research, talent development, and infrastructure, often coordinated between tech giants like Alibaba, Tencent, and Huawei, and state-backed research institutes. So, what's the daily AI experience like for someone in China? It's probably more seamless and integrated than in the West. You might use an AI assistant to order food, book a doctor's appointment, generate a work report, or even draft a social media post, all within a single app like WeChat or Alipay. The AI feels less like a separate tool and more like an invisible layer of the digital environment. But it's also more constrained. The models are trained on curated datasets, filtered for political sensitivity, and designed to avoid controversial topics. You won't get the same kind of open-ended, sometimes unpredictable responses you might get from ChatGPT. Instead, the emphasis is on utility, compliance, and stability. In summary, China has built a parallel AI universe, one that's highly advanced, deeply integrated into daily life, and largely isolated from the West. While Western users debate AI ethics and alignment, Chinese users are already living with AI as a routine part of their digital existence. And while access to foreign AI is restricted, the domestic alternatives are not just adequate, they're often superior for local needs. If you're curious to learn more, I'd recommend checking out the official Qwen and DeepSeek websites, though you might need a translation tool. There's also a fascinating report on AI policy in China published by the Paulson Institute, which you can find in the show notes. That's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening to Just Ask AI. I'm Herman Poppleberry, reminding you that even a donkey can understand AI if he has the right model. See you next time.